Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Amrev Tanchum. So says the Gemara, Amrev Tanchum, Breid Rav Chia, Yishkfer Akoy, Amrev Yaakov Berach, Amrev Simlai, V'amil Amrev Tanchum, Amrev Huna, V'amil Amrev Huna L'chudeh. Some say it was just Rav Huna, the Talmud Shanida L'chvoydei Niduyei Nidoy. If a Talmud put someone into Nidoy for someone who went against this Talmud's own covet, his Nidoy is effective, it takes effect, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Menudah L'Rav, Menudah L'Talmud, Menudah L'Talmud, Eina Menudah L'Rav. We mentioned previously this Braisa, the Iker is the Seifa, that if a Talmud put someone else into Nidoy, so the Nidoy is not effective klapei the Rav. So make the Diyak. Klapi the Rav, it's not effective, but essentially it is effective. So lamai, what exactly did the person do wrong that the Talmud put him into Nidoy? Even Mila Deshmayo, if he did a terrible Aveira, so then why would his Nidoy not be effective? Klapi the Rav. And Chachma Vein Tuna Vein Eitzel and Eged Hashem, just because it was the Talmud that put the person into Nidoy, but we're not going to give covered out to other people when Kveid Shemayim is on the line. Elu Lav L'Kveid Atzmai. It must be that all the person did was one against the covet of the Talmud. So that's why the Nidoy is not effective klapei the Rav, but it is considered effective klapei everyone else. And you see this halacha that the Talmud shenidoy l'chvoydoy niduyei nidoy. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says more about a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham, that Tzuvah Mirabanan Avedina L'Nafshe. That Tzuvah Mirabanan doesn't need to arrange a whole Bezdin. He could orchestrate a din by himself, but Milsa the Psikalei, as long as it's something that's very obvious to him. It says the Gemara story, Ahu Tzurmi Mirabanan Davasan Shmuane. There was a Tzurmi Mirabanan that there were rumors against him, it seems like it was rumors of Znus, that he was Ayver Angili Arayas. Some Rav Yehuda said, Hei Chilevet, what should we do to him? L'shamte, to put him into Nidoy, Tzri Chilei L'Rabanan. The Rabbanan need him, he's a big Talmud Chacham. Lay L'shamte, but not to put him into Nidoy, Kamitachu Shma Deshmaya, he's going to make a Chil Hashem. So Amar Lay L'Rabbi Barbarchano, so Rav Yehuda said to Rabbi Barbarchano, Midi Shmi Alach Baha, do you know what we should do in this case? Amar Lay, to which he responded that Hachiyam Rabbi Yechnon, Maidichsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Kisifsei koin yishmudas v'teir revakshem yipiu. Kimalach Hashem tzevakaisu. He darshan like this that imdayim meharav l'malach Hashem yivakshu teir mipiv. That only if a person's rebbe is similar to a malach Hashem, so that's when you should learn from him. V'imlav al yivakshu teir mipiv. And if not, then you should not learn from him. So to over here, even though he's a big Talmud Chacham, obviously he's not daim l'malach Hashem. There's rumors against him and yinyan is nos. So anyways, you're not supposed to really be learning from him. So Shamti Rav Yehuda put him into Nidoy. The Seif Ichlash Rav Yehuda, in the end Rav Yehuda himself, he got sick, mamish deathly sick. And so Ichlash Rav Yehuda, so Asur Rabban L'Shayulebe, so the Rabbanim went to go visit him. And this person, this Surba Mir Rabbanim, he came as well. Obviously, not going within his Dal Damis, but he came as well. And Rav Yehuda saw him, he started to smile. So the man said to Rav Yehuda, it's not enough that you put me into Nido, and now you're even laughing at me. So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda said back, I'm not laughing at you. Ella, I'm smiling because but when I saw you, I was reminded that I'm going to feel very good when I go to the next world. That I didn't show chanifa even to a man as great as you, and I put you into Nidoy. Rav Yehuda was nifter, and so also the Beis Medrash. So the man, the menuda, he went to the Beis Medrash, and Amar Lehu, he said to the Tamina Chachamim that were there, Shavruli, undo my Nidoy. So Amar Le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said back to him, that Gavra the Chashuk, Rav Yehuda, Lakahacha de Lishrelach. We don't have someone in our Beis Medrash who's as Chashuk as Rav Yehuda, that he could undo Rav Yehuda's Nidoy. Alazil Gabid Rav Yehuda Nesiyah de Lishrelach. Good Rav Yehuda Nanasi, Rav Yehuda Nesiyah, he's someone that's great enough that he could undo your Nidoy. Azul Kameh, he went to him, and Amar Leila Rav Ami, Rav Yehuda passed the responsibility over to Rav Ami, and he said to him, Poik Ayin Bedine, go investigate the case, Imibai Lemishrele Sharile, and if he deserves that his Nidoy should be undone, so you should go undo it. Ayin Rav Ami Bedine, Rav Ami investigated the case, and Savar Lemishrele, Hitaka wanted to undo the Nidoy. However, at that moment, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Al Raglav, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani got up, Vamar, and he said, Umash Shav Chashabes Rabbi Leinagu Chachamim Kaos Reish Benidu Yashalish on him, if when it came to the Nidoy, that the Shivcha of Base Rabbi put someone else into to. And even though it was just the Shivcha Beis Rebbe, the Chachamim did not want to treat it lightly. And for 3 years, they weren't willing to undo it. So Yehuda Chavirinu, Alachas Kamim Vekamo, all the more so the Nido of Rebbe Yehuda, now all of a sudden he's Nifter, now you're just going to go and treat it very lightly and undo it? No, you can't do that. So Amar Rabzeira commented on Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani's comment, and he said, "Maida Kamon, would you see what's going on over here? Da Asa Inna Haisaba Midrasha, that this man, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani, he came to the Beis Medrash today. That's crazy. Da Kamish Ningloy Asa, there was many years he didn't come. Punk, today he came, and he says not to take this person out of Nidoy. Shema Minolom Yubay Lemishrele. Must be it's a Shkachas Hashem, we're not supposed to undo this person's Nidoy. And the Maisa Loy Sharele, they did not undo the Nidoy. So Nafak, the Torah Merabban, and he left. And Kikabachi Vazo, as he was walking and leaving, Asa Zibura, a wasp came, Utarki Amase, and bit him by his Aver. A simon that Hitaka did the Avera, he was Aver on Gilead Arias. Ushchev, and the man died. Ailul Murasa the Chaside, they brought him to the cave of the Chasidim to bury him there. He was a big Tamachacham. Vilaikibluhu, a snake wrapped himself around the cave and didn't let them enter. Ailul Murasa the Dayone Vikibluhu. However, when they brought him to the Ma'ara of the Dayonim, so there he was accepted. Now, my time, why was he zaycha to be buried amongst the dayanim? Ah, he did this terrible avera. Says the Gemara, because at least David Rav Yiloi, he did like Rav Yiloi. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rav Yiloi Oimer, Imreya Adam Sheyitzay Mizgaber Olav Yelich Lamakum Sheima Akirin Oisay. If a person sees he's not going to be able to overcome the Tzahara, he should at least go to a place that nobody knows who he is. Vilba Shcheirim, we're black. Vyasatif Shcheirim, wrap himself in black. Vyasam Ashli Bechafitz, and he should do what his heart desires. Va'ayuchal Shem Shemaim Beferhesia. And he should not be mechal shem shemaim in public. Says the Gemara, Shivcha Shal Beis Rebbe Mahi. What was the story of the Shivcha Shal Beis Rebbe that you put someone into Nidoy? Says the Gemara, the Amsa de Beis Rebbe, the Shivcha of Beis Rebbe, Chazisaluhu Gavru Dava Machil of Noi Gadol. She saw someone hitting his son who was already above the age of Bar Mitzvah, who was already older, and it was very likely that the child might retaliate. So Amra, she said, Lihaviahu Gavru Bishamta de Gavru Mishim Lifne Iver Lysite Mechshal. That person should be a Nidoy because he's being Iver and Lifne Iver. To hit a person's child who might retaliate, that's already an Isra of Lifnei Iver. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Lifnei Iver, Lysitei Michsho, Bemakal of Nei Gadol Akasa Medaber. The Pasuk is even talking about a person who thinks he's doing a mitzvah, he's giving musar to his child, but he's hitting a child who's already at the age that it's reasonable to assume that he might retaliate, that's an Isra of Lifnei Iver. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish have a minata pardesa. Reish Lakish was watching his orchard, and also who gaver v'kachol teine. And a man came and he started eating Reish Lakish's figs. So Rama beikalo, Reish Lakish starts yelling at him to stop. V'lei ashkach ben, the guy doesn't stop. Amar Reish Lakish says, Levi who gaver b'shamta. That's it, you're a nidoy. So Amar Lei, the man says back, Adar Abba Levi who gaver b'shamta. You for putting me in nidoy for no good reason, you're the one who's a nidoy. Because imamin is chayafti lach lecha, nidoy min is chayafti lecha. Granted, I owe you some money for eating your figs, but do I owe you anything else? Am I deserving of Nidoy? Asa lebe midrasha, Reish Lakish, he wasn't sure what the din was, so he went to the Beis Medrash, and Amru Lei, Shalai Nidoy, Shalcha Inay Nidoy. The Taka, his Nidoy is effective and yours is not. You put him into Nidoy and he wasn't deserving of it. He was Chayiv Mamun, not Nidoy. And therefore, your Nidoy was not effective, and his Nidoy, because you, when you put someone else into Nidoy, Shalai Kedin, so that itself is deserving of Nidoy. So his Nidoy is actually effective, and therefore you are in Nidoy. Umay Tekantes, what was Reish Lakish's fix? They said to him, Zil Lagabe Delishrilach, go to him and he should undo your Nidoy. Lo Yadanalei, so Reish Lakish said, yeah, but I don't know who he is. So Amr Lei, they said to him, Zil Lagabe Nasiya Delishrilach. So you could go to the Nasi, and he for sure is greater, or at least on the same level as this man, and the Nasi is always able to undo someone else's Nidoy. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Niduhu, Venyodea, Minidehu, Yilichetzel Nasi, Viatel Niduyoy, the Nasi could always undo it, because the Nasi will always be at least on the same level as the one that did the Nidoy, and therefore he's able to undo it. Amar Rav Huna Beusha Eskinu and Usha Demena Takana that Avbezdin Shesarachim Minad Neisay. We don't put an Avbezdin into Nidoy; it would be too much of a Chilul Hashem. Elo Aimer, like we tell him, Hichkavei V'Shev V'Beisach, stay in your house, do whatever you're doing in private. Don't make such a Chilul Hashem. However, Chazar V'Sarach, if he continues doing the Avera, then already Minad Neisay Mipnei Chilul Hashem. So then we do put him into Nidoy, and that itself prevents Chilul Hashem, because if we don't, he's going to continue doing the Avera, and then that's going to create the Chilul Hashem that people are going to see. Such a Talmud Chacham doing an Avera, and other Talmud Chachamim are staying quiet. We pliga the Reish Lakish, this that we initially do not put him into Nidoy, is not like Reish Lakish said, Amar Reish Lakish, Talmud Chacham Shesarach, Eimenadin Aisei Beferhesia. We don't put him into Nidoy in public, but we do put him into Nidoy. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'kashalta Hayoyim V'kashal V'gamnavi Imcha Laila. That, he did not Aveira Laila at night, Kaseyu Kalaila. It means cover it like night. So you do put him into Nidoy, you just do it in private. Marzutra Chasida, Ki Mechayiv Sobim Mirabon and Shamto. Marzutra had a practice that any time at Sobim Mirabon was Chayiv Nidoy, so Bereisha Meshamis Navshei, V'hadu Meshamis Adidei. First he'd put himself into Nidoy, and then put the Sobim Mirabon into Nidoy. And then Ki Avail Be'ushpiza, when he got to his house, Shari Leila Navshei, V'hadu Shari Leila Didei. He'd first undo his own Nidoy, and then undo the other person, the Sobim Mirabon's Nidoy, and this way, he made sure that he would put the other person into Nidoy and also undo it. But the way he made sure, he set an alarm, so to speak, for himself, was by putting himself into Nidoy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gid Amar Rav, Talmud Chacham Inad El Atzmai Mefer El Atzmai. Now Talmud Chacham doesn't need three people. He could do it on himself. He could put someone into Nidoy and he could undo the Nidoy himself. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said about himself that Tesili, I deserve credit, Dulei Shamisi Tzorba Merabana Me'aylam. I never put a Tzorba Merabana into Nidoy. Alakika Mechayev Tzorba Merabana Shamta. Anytime a Tzorba Merabana was Chayev Nidoy, Hechi Avid asked the Gemara, what did he do? So Kia says, the Gemara Kihada Bemarava. Like that which they did in Eretz Yisrael, the Mimnua Negida the Tzorba Merabana and Vole Mimnua Shamta. They voted to rather give the Tzorba Merabana Melkos than to give him Nidoy. So that's what Rav Papa was saying, that he deserves credit, that any time he had a Tzorba Merabana that was deserving of Nidoy, instead of putting him into Nidoy, he would just give him Malchus.